This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It's been a little over a month since the Supreme Court blocked a nationwide eviction moratorium from the CDC. And although we have yet to see the surge of evictions many had feared, some communities are seeing an increase in filings. One such place is North Charleston, South Carolina, which before the pandemic was reported to have the highest eviction rate in the country. The eviction lab at Princeton University found that in 2016, more than 16% of all tenancies in North Charleston ended in eviction. We got Nicole Paluzzi on the line. She's the housing attorney for Charleston Pro Bono. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
North Charleston was number one for evictions before the pandemic. What were some of the causes?
Well, a lot of the causes can be related to income inequality, rent burden, which is when a family is paying more than 30% of their household income towards housing expenses monthly. Another cause is that there are issues with wages keeping up with those expanding rental rates. So we don't have any programs that stabilize rents like rent control in our area. So as more people are flocking to Charleston because it's a wonderful area to live, the rents increase with the demand, and people that are, you know, considered working poor, they become rent burdened and unable to afford those rental amounts, and then they get evicted for non-payment of rent.
So what are you seeing now without that federal protection in place? Are you seeing more evictions and more people actually being removed from their homes?
We actually are in our area. Now, I know there was an article recently saying that the tsunami was not seen in a number of metro areas, but in Charleston County, we see an influx of people demanding assistance with eviction defense. Our dockets have increased in size and volume. My most recent term of housing court actually had extra judges brought in so that they could increase the amount of cases that could be timely heard while providing those housing court resources to the tenants who are needing advocacy and support resources.
Now, there's all this money that's supposed to be preventing widespread evictions, right? Billions of dollars in federal emergency rental assistance. I understand that as of August, South Carolina had only distributed a fraction of the $272 million the state received. What are the hangups?
A lot of them are procedural burdens. Charleston County was large enough and had the infrastructure to be able to operate their own pot of emergency rental assistance payment money. And of that program, the people that are applying are not experiencing as many procedural burdens. But at the state level, there was a backlog because there was a need for the tenants to be able to provide the adequate documentation and application to the program. And when you're talking about persons who would need rental assistance, you're talking about a very low income demographic. So they don't have stable internet or access to a scanner. So they needed to first find the assistance, find the technical support, gather their evidence, upload those files. And then it created a bottleneck because all of the applications were coming in at the same time.
Typically, landlords and tenants both need to participate in that program to get the money. I'm wondering if you're seeing any reluctance on the part of landlords who may actually prefer to get a tenant out than get the money, the relief.
Unfortunately, yes, that is exactly what I've been seeing. We have a number of landlords who have come to court and stated that the relationship has become so strained between them and the tenant, where the tenant may be 5 months or more behind in rent, even though they have filed the application timely. We have landlords that refuse to believe that the tenant is acting in good faith. And just yesterday, I had a landlord who said the exact same thing. She did not care that the tenant was fully applied, had an approval. And we had a letter from the County Emergency Rental Assistance Program that said the only thing outstanding to cut the check was that the landlord had not logged in to create a W-9 profile with the county to receive those funds.
Given the widespread evictions before the pandemic, before the economic distress that it caused, what do you see as the solution here longer term in a place like North Charleston?
I think direct tenant assistance that doesn't require the landlord to sign off would be helpful. I see that as a failure of equity because the tenant is working towards a goal that's going to benefit both themselves and the landlord, which is good faith. And I see that these tenants are being delayed or frustrated and their tenancies are coming to an end because they can't get compliance out of a landlord. And if really they're not interested in receiving those funds, then they should not be filing actions for possession based on lack of payment of those funds.
Nicole Paluzzi is a housing attorney with Charleston Pro Bono. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Amy.